Hey everybody, this is our, I don't know, random HODL podcast, whatever we want to call it, that we sort of want to do every day, but we're not going to end up doing every day because, I don't know, combination of reasons of us being in different time zones and us being lazy. If you don't know, I'm Kevin. Say hi to everybody. Ryan.
This is Ryan, and Kevin's the one why we don't do this every day. It's his fault.
Yeah, it's always my fault. Everything is my fault. Everything always is my fault.
Which I like, because it means it's not my fault.
I think that everybody likes it when somebody else just takes the blame for everything. It's like, oh yeah, my fault.
Yeah, that's why no guy wants to get married.
Moving on. So we're doing this because Ryan has lots of shit to do, and he doesn't want to do any of it. So we're wasting time that he doesn't have to waste.
Because I'm really good at that.
Yeah, so what do you think about that Broncos-Chargers game? Since, I don't know, I don't really want to talk about soccer / association football.
It was the best game ever. Actually, I lied. It was the second best game ever. The best game ever was the Raiders and Bears, where Sebastian Janikowski and Shane Leckler were the best players on the field, and the best receiver was the Raiders' fullback. So,
what is that guy's name?
Marcel Reese. Those were the best. Marcel Reese, Sebastian Janikowski, and Shane Leckler were the best players on the field, and they got 18 points off of field goals, so that was the best game ever played.
Shane Leckler had like an 80-yard punt. Carson Palmer and Caleb Haney combined for 11 interceptions.
Carson Palmer is now my favorite quarterback ever. He just like drops back. He's like, that looks like it's open field. I'm going to throw the ball there, and we'll see which team gets to it. It's the best. He makes the greatest passes ever and the stupidest passes ever. It's so much fun to watch.
It's like Rex Grossman when you played for the Bears, the fuck it, I'm going deep era of Rex Grossman.
Wait, I like how you qualify that when he was playing with the Bears, because he doesn't do that now.
Well, no, he throws interceptions now, but he doesn't also make occasional amazing throws that make you think, wow, Rex Grossman might actually be pretty good if he gets his shit together.
Rex Grossman did the coin toss like a week or two ago for the Florida football game, and I'm pretty sure that the coin got intercepted.
Well, I still think he'd be better quarterback than John Brantley at this point.
Yeah, but would he be better than Tyler Palko? That's the real question.
Yeah, that was actually maybe the worst game of football I've ever seen in my life.
That's a lie, because every worst game of football ever played includes the Jaguars.
Possibly. Were they the one who were playing in that crazy-ass rainstorm this week?
The Jaguars? No, we played in beautiful weather. Oh, wait, no, we played in awful weather, and that's why our offense was so bad.
Yeah, there's your excuse.
It was awful weather. There was too much sun. It wasn't slick enough. It gets to you.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the Titans. Although I remember watching that awesome touchdown drop by Mercedes Lewis, who is the announcer who, yelled, "Touchdown, no!"
Yeah, that was sad. It's also really just predictable too.
Yeah, the Jaguars are they gonna move to LA?
No. Is also sad.
Why not?
Because no team since the merger has moved because no one shows up to the games. It's because you have a piece of crap stadium, and the Jaguars stadium's fine.
So what do you think the Vikings are gonna
The Vikings you know, not... and then later on the Rams?
The Vikings are going to fail to get their shit together and build the new stadium.
Yeah, well, remember, they almost got their shit together because they made a deal that left them only $400 million short. So, I mean,
that's nothing. Like, that's not that much money by NFL stadium standards.
They got so excited because they had they got to with only having a $400 million gap. Except they'd already gone through every avenue to close that $400 million gap. So all these Vikings fans are getting so excited that they're going to get their stadium.
Yeah, not happening. I'm not sure if it would be funny to me or if it would be awful if the Vikings moved.
I hope that I kind of want the Vikings to move, and then I want them to keep us called the Vikings and wear purple and gold, so we could have the Lakers and the Vikings wearing purple and gold in LA.
Yeah, that's fantastic. But you have both of the old Minnesota teams with stupid names that make no sense.
Right, I want that. I listen, I don't want it to make sense. It's not as much fun that way. Plus, if it makes sense, then, like, I have to think about it, and I don't want to do that while I'm tailgating.
Would you renounce your support of the Jaguars to support the Los Angeles Vikings?
No, I wouldn't, but I would tailgate like a champ for the Los Angeles Vikings.
I'm trying to... You could get away with that. Different division, different conferences. You could say that they're your second team. I don't think anybody would care.
Well, I mean, I'm already a Jaguars fan, so nobody cares.
Yeah, exactly. The team you're a fan of isn't a real team, so...
We pretend sometimes, though, and that's fun.
Yeah, there's those years with Mark Brunell and Freddie Taylor. Those are fun.
We went 14-2 and lost to the Titans twice during the season and then again in the AFC title. If every single player on the Titans doesn't jump off a cliff, there's something wrong with the world.
Did you watch anything other than the NFL this weekend?
I watched soccer. I watched tennis.
Federer-Sanga match was fantastic, by the way.
Highlight of the weekend, because you just can't get this for drama. I sat in the Coliseum, and for about 3 minutes and 20 seconds, UCLA was tied with USC. It was
You went to that game. Oh, why?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm more ashamed that I went or that I stayed until the game was over.
Oh, my God. Did Rick Neuheis leave and stay for did he get fired, like, in the third quarter?
Well, I mean, I was hoping... I looked over there, and I couldn't find him on the sideline half the time. I'm pretty sure he was hiding behind a cooler pissing.
How awesome would it be if the AD just kind of walked out in the middle of the game? Like, maybe walked in the locker room. It's just like, Rick, don't even bother going out there for the second half.
The problem is, if he does that, then he has to fire himself, too, because he's even more incompetent.
So, wait, is your AD gonna get shit-canned now? Because you've got, obviously, he just canned Neuheisel before the Pac-12 championship game. So you could have Neuheisel already fired coaching in a BCS bowl. Come on, UCLA is not going to win, but...
Is it wrong that I'm considering making the 10-hour drive to Oregon for that game?
Yes, you're an idiot.
But you never know.
I mean, if UCLA upsets Oregon, goes to a BCS game, mm-hmm, with a coach that's already been shit-canned, that would be the greatest thing to ever happen in college football.
Right? I mean, I don't even know why I'm saying if. When we win on Friday, it's going to be proof that Tim Tebow is real.
Oh, yeah. For people that didn't see, we were coming up with questions that we want to ask Tim Tebow yesterday.
Question for Tim Tebow.
Yeah, why don't you give everybody some of your questions that you had for Tim Tebow?
Oh, questions for Tim Tebow, because, I mean, these are the best. Let's start. Why are there earthquakes and hurricanes?
See, I'm not entirely sure. I think Tim Tebow would be better equipped to answer that question than I,
exactly,
due to my limited study of religious texts.
Okay, another question for Tim Tebow. Is Canada really a country?
I'm trying to think how Tim Tebow would answer that question. I'm not sure if any country, and that's in air quotes, country, filled with liberal, godless heathens can really be considered a country.
Yeah, and have you had their beer? They can't be a real country if that's considered beer.
What are you talking about? Like Labatt's, Molson?
Basically every beer Canada has ever done. It's fake, just like their country.
I'm not sure. I've never had Canadian microbrews. Do they exist? Surely they exist.
I mean, probably, but...
Because, like, Budweiser and Miller are fucking awful, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe they don't have microbrews. Maybe the Mounties cracked down on it.
Microbrews have been outlawed in Canada.
Okay, more questions for Tim Tebow. Were there two platypuses on Noah's Ark, or was there just one beaver and one duck?
That's a really fucking good question. I have... Wow. Where did you even come up with that?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was at the bottom of a bottle.
It's something like under a Snapple cap. Snapple fact. Did you know there were not two platypuses on Noah's Ark? There was just a duck and a beaver.
I have another one. And this one is culturally relevant because this was a Thursday thing. Question for Tim Tebow. Why is Nickelback a thing?
Even Tim Tebow doesn't have an explanation for that.
Well then, Well, and you know what? Exactly. This is why Canada's not really a country. They gave us people back.
Yep. They should have their seat at the UN taken away for giving us Nickelback.
Yeah. And last question for Tim Tebow. Was the fruit from the Garden of Eden worth it?
I think that Tim would say no, but...
I think
he's biased.
I think differently. I think he would say yes, because it taught everyone a really good lesson.
And what's that lesson?
I don't know. Don't eat fruit, drink beer.
Sounds like a really good lesson to me.
Yeah. And this was actually the best question for Tim Tebow. This was your question. What the fuck is myrrh?
Yeah, I don't know what myrrh is.
I don't know what myrrh is either.
I'm way too lazy. It's only four letters, but yet I'm still too lazy to type it into Wikipedia.
Yeah, I don't know what myrrh is. And you know what bothers me more? It just looks stupid. Anything spelled M-U-R-R, like, that just looks dumb.
Yeah, you know what's terrible is that, you know, even people who aren't big believers in religion talk
but
about
I'm,
the beautiful...
I'm a big believer in religion, so you don't want to include me in this.
Yeah, Ryan, huge believer in religion, Jew that loves bacon more than anything.
I don't trust people who don't like bacon.
I'm not a, even people that are not really big into religion, you know, have read religious texts, talk about the beautiful language in the Bible. Bullshit. There's a word like myrrh in the Bible.
Oh, it's like
beautiful language, my ass.
Yeah, seriously, if that's a beautiful language, then the language that I was speaking on Saturday night at 2 a.m. is beautiful too.
And so I'm sure Shakespearean in nature.
Yeah, it really was. I made up like 8 words.
Hey, you made up a word today.
I did make up
a
word today. I did make a word. Fansational.
Fansational. Only used to describe goals scored by Neymar of Santos in Brazil. You are not allowed to use that word to describe anything but Neymar goals.
Pretty much. Yeah. And anytime you bring up Neymar, you have to bring up his hair. But I don't like when people criticize his hair.
Are there any other athletes that you have to do that with? Like, there's a thing that you have to bring up along with them. Obviously, Tim Tebow. Like, you have to bring up Jesus whenever you talk about Tim Tebow. Talk about Neymar, you have to talk about his hair. Are there any other athletes that have, like plus one, like, baggage?
Plus one baggage? Trying to think. Who could have... I mean, I guess, yeah, you have Andy Roddick. You have to talk about Brooklyn Decker.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, let's be serious. When you talk about Brooklyn Decker and Andy Roddick is next to her.
I think Tom Brady, you either have to talk about Bill Belichick's cheating or his beautiful wife.
Yeah.
Giselle.
Yeah.
Not quite as much as Andy Roddick, because Andy Roddick has always been slightly above average, but never really that great tennis player. And then, you know, Brooklyn Decker is ridiculously gorgeous, whereas Tom Brady's actually pretty good at football and would be famous without Giselle.
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of, like, extra really good at football.
Yeah. You got to talk about, whenever you talk about Pac-Man Jones, you have to talk about the incident where he hit a stripper over the head with a champagne bottle.
Yeah, that's true. I mean...
That might be my favorite sports story of all time, by the way, when Pac-Man Jones made it rain in a strip club and the strippers did not understand that it was merely for the ambiance and that they were not allowed to pick up the cash, and that when one of the strippers began to pick up the cash, he ran up on stage and hit her over the head with the champagne bottle.
I kind of want to just hit someone over the head with a bottle. It looks like it's fun.
Yeah, it's like, I know, like, intellectually that it would hurt and that I would go to jail, but... I just, like, I think about it in my head, and I don't think about the other person's pain. I just think about, like, how fun that would be. Just, like, to swing the bottle and, like, what it would look like when the glass shatters. And, you know, the pain of the person that I'm hitting in the head doesn't really register.
I hope these last 45 seconds confirm to all of our listeners that we are, in fact, very religious.
Yeah. Everybody probably thinks I'm a psychopath now.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's better than just kind of assuming before. At least now they know.
Yeah, exactly. I've cleared the air. Now everybody just knows that I'm a psychopath.
Exactly. Who else is there that just comes along with baggage?
Surely there are others.
There have to be others.
Whenever somebody brings up Wes Welker, you have to talk about, you know, like, scrappy and gritty players and hot.
Yeah, it's kind of like David Eckstein.
Yeah, David Eckstein's the same way.
He's a scrappy player.
It's like okay, I can understand how like you can make that a thing for football. He just has heart and determination. Stuff you can't teach, and he's a team player. And it's like, okay, you can justify this shit for football. Baseball, you have to hit the fucking ball, and you have to throw it. And David Eckstein can't throw, and he can't hit.
Speaking of having, like, those other things, here's what I want to know. Is it possible for a black athlete to have intangibles? Because I'm pretty sure that the last, like, 40 years of sports have taught us that only white players could have intangibles, because I've never heard of a black player with great intangibles.
That's because people are racist assholes.
Right. I'm like, they're talking about all these intangibles. And I was like, really? Like, can only white people have intangibles? Is this a genetic thing?
I guarantee you, NFL draft, you will not hear one white analyst talk about Robert Griffin's intangibles.
He doesn't have, it's because apparently as a black person, you cannot have intangibles. That's what I've been taught for, like, my entire life.
Yeah. By the way, did you see Bob Costas' insane rant on NBC Sunday Night Football?
I did, but I've already decided that after the interview that Bob Costas did with Sandusky a couple weeks ago, he gets a pass on everything for a year. Like, that was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard, his little thing on Celebrations, but he still gets a pass.
Because, oh my god, that Sandusky interview was so disgusting.
But he was so good.
Bob Costas just asked him, are you a pedophile? And then Jerry Sandusky for 30 seconds talks about, like, well, I showered with boys and, we wrestled naked, but, you know, no, it was never sexual. And it's like, he goes on like this for 30 seconds before going, no, I'm not a pedophile. Like, holy shit, you had to justify that?
That entire time that interview was going on, all I could imagine is, what if Stephen A. Smith was doing this interview? That's all I was thinking the entire time. Like, Jerry, just tell me real quick. Are you a pedophile? How do you feel about jail? Is the sky blue?
Jerry, think about what you just said. You are a rapist. I'm Stephen A. Smith, and everything I say is important.
My favorite thing, like, honestly, he's just the greatest thing ever. It's like, if Stephen A. Smith was doing that interview, it would have been the greatest thing to ever happen to the world.
I miss, quite frankly, quite a bit.
All right, I'm about to do the Stephen A. Smith intro, quite frankly. I am Stephen A. Smith, and quite frankly, Yao Ming is tall.
Did you ever see the video of the guys harassing him?
Quite frankly, for you.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the guys? The video of the guys harassing him at the NBA draft?
Yes.
I love that. Those guys at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
He's like eating Cheetos like during the commercial breaks, and they're giving him shit for it.
Yeah, it's the best. Like, I want to go. If he ever comes back to like ESPN to do like draft things again, I will fly out for the draft just to heckle him.
Oh my god. I think I'd have to do the same.
Like,
I love Stephen A.
Oh, the funny thing about Stephen A that like nobody ever remembers is the fact that he's actually an incredibly good writer, and ESPN just screwed him up by putting him on TV 8,000 times a day.
Yeah, he's a man who never should have been on television.
No.
Actually a very good writer.
He's an incredible writer, and as soon as they put him on TV and made him think he was important, it was over.
He's like the opposite of Bomani Jones. Not that, actually, no, that's harsh, because Bomani Jones is not a bad writer. He's actually a very good writer. He's a good, definitely a good enough writer to have a job somewhere. He's just not an elite level writer, but he's like elite on television. He's probably, not probably, he is absolutely the best guy that they've ever had on Around the Horn.
I disagree with you there. I don't think you could top the insightful banter of Woody Page.
You know what's insane? Woody Page is much better on television than he is in writing.
I actually like never knew anything about him until he ended up on Around the Horn, and then I was too scared to read his writing.
He is much, much, much more logical and coherent on television than he is in writing.
But the children.
Did you ever see the Fire Joe Morgan piece where they ripped apart a piece of Woody Page writing on Brett Favre?
I do remember that.
Was that not the worst? Like, that was the worst thing ever. Like, that was the worst butchering of the English language I've ever seen in my life.
I'm not sure. Don't forget when Fire Joe Morgan would tear apart Bill Plaschke.
Oh my God, the Plaschke piece. Where they tear apart the Plaschke piece on the Old Scout and Andre Ethier?
Yeah.
That's the best. That was like the crowning achievement of Fire Joe Morgan.
That, like, oh my God. If there is ever a journalist hall of fame, that should, like, they should just take that transcript, engrave it in a stone, and put it in the entry steps.
It made so much sense when you found out that Fire Joe Morgan was Michael Schur from The Office and Parks and Rec.
Yeah, it just made sense. You're like, oh, so this is why I feel inadequate.
Yeah, exactly. I felt better, so much better about myself when I found out, because, you know, I thought it was just like some guy.
Yeah.
Who, forever, I thought it was just some guy, and I was just like, oh my God, some dude who just started a, you know, Blogspot account, who just works some crappy day job, like, he's this good. I feel like such a dumbass. And then when I found out that it was a, you know, guy who wrote for The Office and Saturday Night Live and Parks and Rec, I was so relieved. I was like, oh, thank God, it's this guy. Like, I thought I was just, like, this much worse than some random guy in an office building.
See, I kind of thought that for a second, but then I thought, whoa, 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 whoa. He's done all these things? What the fuck am I doing with my life? Like, well, I'm not gonna lie. The other day when I was, like, leaving the house, I, like, got outside, got to my car, then, like, had to walk back in because I realized I forgot my keys. Then I got back to my car, then I had to walk back in because I realized I forgot my phone. Then I got to my car, then I had to walk back in because I realized I forgot my wallet. I can't even go outside, and this guy's doing all these things? It's not fair.
Well, you're kind of a special case.
Yeah, my mom tells me that all the time.
Like, we should have, like, a Vegas line, like, over under crayons Ryan Rosenblatt ate when he was in preschool.
My mommy wouldn't let me have crayons.
What did you eat instead?
I don't know.
Paste.
My mom said I'm not supposed to talk to strangers. Go away.
So are you watching this Giants Saints game right now? For people who know, we're recording this at like during Monday Night Football.
No, because I don't watch football anymore because I'm not American.
You're not American? Where are you from?
I'm pretty sure. Isn't that like a rule? I could swear that was in the Constitution. You don't watch football, you're not American.
Yeah.
It'll explain a lot about this country.
It's totally in the Constitution.
It is. It is. By the way, you know what made me really sad that entire like time I was getting ready for the UCLA game? Is I felt really clever leading up to him. Like, if we somehow managed to win this game, I was going to take a picture of the scoreboard with him captioning it, Occupy LA. And then we lost 50-0. I felt really clever that I came up with that idea.
Yeah,
and then it did.
And then you realize that you're a fan of UCLA,
right? Right. You know what I realize is really sad. Starting next year, UCLA is going to start recruiting kids who have not been alive for a UCLA Pac-10 title.
Oh my God!
Actually, I lied about that because we're going to win Friday and then win the Pac-10 title, but like before Friday.
Yeah. Sure, you're going to win on Friday.
Isn't there some kind of alternative scoring we could play with?
Stableford
method of scoring. Let's do it.
What are you like? What if you get in the red zone? That's one. Field goal is two. Touchdown is four.
Wait, I thought we were creating a system in which UCLA can win.
It's impossible.
No.
Do you get points for pick sixes?
Oh my! Did you see that interception we threw on Saturday? That was
the
most
would
UCLA
I watch that
football
game?
Thing
no,
to ever no, happen to UCLA football.
Stop. Why would I turn that game on?
Because it was you've never seen a college team practice against a high school team quite like that.
Dude, it's like, okay, USC isn't even that good. I mean, they're good, but they're not. Come on.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like saying, oh, like, you're just a really crappy NFL team. But yeah, you're playing a Pop Warner team. It's still entertaining. It's like, wouldn't you watch if you gave David Eckstein a metal bat during batting practice and see if he could hit it out? I'd watch that.
I would love to see David Eckstein, if we had like an all-star game, or like a you know series where it was, you know, the 30, 40, 50 best players in baseball making up the two teams plus David Eckstein, and then David Eckstein got to use a metal bat and everybody else had to use wood bats. I think that would be really interesting.
You know what? He's just such an intelligent player with so much grit, he would probably walk every time.
So many intangibles.
It's intangibles through the roof. You know that's why the Twins left the Metrodome for Target Field. They couldn't play in a dome anymore because they planned on signing David Eckstein, whose intangibles would blow the place up.
Yeah, you can't even quantify the number of intangibles that David Eckstein has.
He's the most intangibles ever. Okay, here's another question. So we've like given all these descriptions and words for like players of different races. So like white people have intangibles, black people are athletic. What was the word that they used for like Latin players? They're spark plug.
Yeah.
Yeah, Latin players are spark plugs. I want to know what's going to happen, because it's going to happen when Asian players start playing in more than baseball. Like, what's their word going to be?
I think they're going to have to replace white people as smart.
No, but you can't, because if you take that away from, if you take smart away from white people, then all white people have is the 3-point line.
Yes, exactly.
Right, but
that's all white people are good at anyway.
Right, but they wouldn't take that away from white people, so they don't get to be the smart ones.
Are you kidding? And everything other than sports, that's what we do with. That's how we stereotype Asian people.
Yeah, I know, but this is sports, and everything other than sports, white people. I mean, there's more than like two of them.
Dude, sports are dead to white people as of like 10 years from now.
Except for golf.
No, Asians are going to take that over too.
That's what Canadians are for. They invented hockey. They gave white people a sport.
Yes.
Asians
forever
gave
white people
a sport.
Forever white people will have a sport because of Canada.
Although they basically just exported it, so they're not really a country. They don't get that credit.
But, I mean, at least that territory has done something for white people. This is awful. This is terrible.
They're a territory. There we go. I think there should be there needs to be a rule. You need to have a real police, and you need to be able to produce halfway decent beer before you could be considered a country.
Sounds good to me. So one more thing before we get out of here. We talked a little bit about college football, NFL draft. When the NFL draft comes around and Matt Barkley is described as a smarter player than Robert Griffin, I'm going to flip my shit.
Oh, wait, don't forget the fact that Robert Griffin is also going to be described as athletic but not accurate.
Yeah, he's going to be described as not accurate, that he needs to work on his mechanics.
Exactly. I mean, ignore the fact that he's completed like 70% of his passes this year. He needs to work on it.
Ignore the fact that he is easily the most accurate quarterback in college football.
Yeah, but you got to work on those things. You got to work on those things.
Yeah, if he wants to be a successful quarterback, he's got to work on that accuracy, work on those mechanics, and you know, stay in the pocket. Stop trying to run around so much, Robert Griffin.
Yeah, listen, there are just some hazards of the job, and he needs to figure that one out, because he at 72%, I think he is. If you're not at 75, you're just not doing the job right.
Yeah, I mean, Robert Griffin, he just doesn't have the intangibles and the accuracy, and I think might have to be converted to wide receiver because, you know, he's such a great athlete.
He's probably going to have trouble picking up the playbook, even though he's basically calling the plays for Baylor. It's a whole other level, and he can't pick up the playbook.
You guys think we're exaggerating? Watch. Watch the fucking NFL draft. This is going to happen. All of the NFL draft coverage, this is going to happen.
He doesn't have it. He's lacking those intangibles. And I guarantee, you know what? I'm gonna add to this too. Some 14-year-old blogger is going to say that he once time saw Robert Griffith smoking a joint, so he's going to drop to the third round because of character concerns.
Oh my god, I'm going to be so pissed if that happens.
It's going to happen.
Made up stories about Robert Griffin smoking pot.
Wouldn't be surprising. Serious question. What was the last white athlete to drop in a draft because of character concerns?
I'm sure we could figure this out. There has to be one every year in the NFL.
There has to be. I mean, but like, what was the last white player?
I'm saying there has to be a white player in the NFL that drops due to character concerns. There, just not.
Yeah,
coming to my mind right now. I'm gonna bring up last year's isn't gonna do any good, but let's 2 years ago, 2010 NFL draft. I'm gonna bring this up right now, and I bet you I'm gonna see one. I swear to God, there are white players that get busted for smoking pot. And
yeah,
shit
but
like
it's
that.
Not a character concern because it's just boys being boys.
God, I hate this country.
I'm just trying to think . The only guys I'm trying to think of that dropped in the draft, Joe Hayden dropped and then went back up because of character concerns.
Jimmy Clausen, partially. That was more because people didn't think he was a very good quarterback, but I think the character concerns probably
this
did.
Is the NFL draft. You can't be drafting players based on whether or not they are good football players.
I think that Jimmy Clausen probably did drop a little bit because of that, though.
Maybe
the whole bar fight thing?
I think he dropped a lot because he had really crappy workouts.
Yeah, well, I mean, the problem is he isn't very good.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, white players who drop because of character concerns. This needs to be just one of those things we throw out on... Okay, if you want to know proof that white players can't drop because of character concerns, Brian Cushing has been roiding since his sophomore year of high school, and he went 15.
Yeah.
If any player ever should have dropped because of character concerns, it was Brian Cushing.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Look at that guy. I know that's an awful thing to say, but seriously, fucking look at Brian Cushing.
But he did have character concerns.
Yeah, roids are way, way less of a character concern than pot.
Yeah, exactly.
Pot is just the worst thing ever. If you smoke pot, you are just an amoral, just out of control. But, I mean, roids, whatever, everybody does roids.
Yeah, and it's not like the suspension for getting caught with pot and roids is the same thing either.
Is it? I mean, what's the suspension for getting caught with pot in the NFL?
4 games, just like roids.
It's the same
it's
as
the exact
roids.
Same thing.
Smoking pot is the same as cheating.
It's so fantastic.
You get the same suspension for doing a drug that theoretically makes you worse than, which it doesn't, but theoretically makes you worse as you do for doing a drug that is cheating.
Yeah. I wish I did roids, then I would be in the NFL. We're gonna ignore the part where I couldn't even play high school football because my parents wouldn't let me.
We're gonna ignore the part where you got drilled by Vontaze Burfict.
Yeah, that hurt.
Is that the highlight of your high school athletics career?
Oh, no way. I gave up in baseball. I gave up some home runs to future professionals. I'm pretty sure they took out a satellite or two. So. I just want to let you know, when Matt Dominguez gets called up next year and hits a home run for the Marlins and then gets a big bonus, I deserve part of that bonus because I helped get him to where he is.
Who's the best player who's ever dunked on you?
Best player who ever dunked on me? Probably Jordan Farmar.
Okay.
He dunked all over me. The worst, the problem is, you play with these guys who go play D1 ball and stuff like that, and you know they're way better than you even when you're playing, but you see them coming down the lane, and it's instinct. I'm going to go stand in front of them and try and take a charge. Then they dunk all over your face, and you go, oh, right, he could just jump over me.
Yeah.
It doesn't occur to you until after the fact when you just have a face full of nuts, though.
I've been clowned by Jerry Smith. I played at Louisville. That was no fun at all.
Wait, Louisville's still a thing? They're in the Big East. I thought that wasn't a conference anymore.
No, the basketball is still a thing.
No, for what? Another month?
Yeah, but I mean for this season they're going to be good at basketball again.
Suppose.
Big East still a thing in basketball for a month.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess they get to the end of the year, then, like, Pitt and Syracuse leave, and then we're like, aw, they're so adorable on the East Coast, thinking that they're a real thing. It's like, so, it's, you know what the Big East is going to be like in a year? It's going to be like when you see that, like, little, like, four-year-old kid who's, like, say, like, a big, like, well, I don't know what's the name, like, a Cowboys fan, and he gets, like, the whole outfit with the pants and the jersey and the helmet. You're just like, oh, he's so adorable. That's going to be, like, the Big East. Oh, they're so adorable over there.
Pretending I think that's
to
a good
a real
note.
Thing.
I think that's a good note to go out on. Hey, homework for everybody. If you listened all the way through this show, going to be nobody. But if you listened all the way through this show, what I want you to do is, in the comments, give us white players that have fallen in the NFL or NBA draft due to character concerns. Really, really interested, because I'm sure that we missed some, that we forgot about some. Surely these people exist, but obviously, I mean, there are problems with racism, and it happens way less than it does with black players.
Don't smoke pot, kids. Do lots of steroids.
Yeah, do steroids, better than pot. Talk to you guys later.